And now, let's venture into yet another imaginary world of sci-fi radio.
She got the wits of the what she did. Hit the bell with a blot she did. But she fell in love with a hominid. Where is the wits of the what she did?
It is a time many centuries hence, long after the second neutronic cataclysm, long after human stock was severely depleted and the genetic scientist altered Earth animals to create a new species, a race of catmen, oxmen, pigmen, and other animal derivatives. Man has strived to create an almost perfect world for himself. A just and untroubled world, a paradise for all. For all, that is, but the new species. They have become the wretched, the despised. Now called the underpeople, they live in constant fear of a monitor called the Bell. The Bell. The information and nervous system for the entire planet hounds them unmercifully. It undermines their leaders who fight desperately against the unjust law of Earth. It systematically destroys their most basic rights to live and to love. Sci-Fi Radio presents an adaptation of Cordwainer Smith's story, The Ballad of Lost Simmel.
Where is he?
We're a few minutes early, love. It's all right. In 2 hours, we'll be on a ship to New Mars. We can raise a family and just be together.
The monitors can see us. I know it. I just know it. Why can't they just leave us alone? Stupid, senseless labels. I'm a hominid, and they call you an oxman. But there's no difference between us. You're as human as I am.
Oteral?
Yes?
This is the hominid girl.
My name is Serana.
Well, in 10 minutes, someone will come for you. They'll get you out of Earthport in a lysotrope shipment. Hope you don't mind cramped spaces.
Just as long as we leave Earth. They have no right to destroy us.
Your romance doesn't interest me. Ideology interests me even less. You brought the payment?
Yes. Here.
Good. 10 minutes.
Oteral, I'm scared. I don't trust him.
We don't have much choice.
No, but wait. I hear something.
I don't.
Remain where you are. These are the two.
Yes. I just left them.
You filthy, disgusting.
Hey.
Remain where you are.
No!
Serana, you will be transported immediately to the nearest reorientation center.
Oh, Terrell!
At least it saves him a trial at the Bell. Not to mention a trip to a disposal unit.
Informant, you may go. Continue to alert us of any hominid underperson interactions.
You bet I will.
Through these bitter, harsh, and unyielding times live two beings whose names will never be forgotten. One, an underperson named Simmel. The other, a great lord and hominid named Justokost. Together, they will risk all in an attempt to change their times forever.
It all begins and ends with us. There's no one else who cares.
There's always C. McIntosh. And what about Justokost?
C. McIntosh is useless. A token leader, that's all. It's rumored he's dying anyway. And our good Lord Justokost can't even get his policies through the instrumentality. No, what we need is a strong intelligence network. Access to the Bell, that is our strongest priority. Information on hiding places, police informants, locations of disposal units.
You are Simara?
Yes.
Charged under Earth Ordinance Section 178, Subsec 31.7, pertaining to under people, conspiring to lead a group of subhuman species with the expressed intention of overthrowing the existing governmental order. The rest of you will be detained at a disposal unit pending judgment. Simara, you will be tried for treason before the Lords of Instrumentality, place of judgment, the Bell.
Lord Ethan.
Present.
Lord Jestikos.
Present.
Let the Bell record that on this day, the second onum and third quarter of consecutive history, four lords are absent. Three presiding members of the instrumentality, including myself, are present, and in full accordance with Earth ordinances, may try the defendant. Having entered the original item into the agenda, I will preside. Your name?
Samara, son of Samariel.
Lot number?
1037.
Derivative stock?
Cat. Pure.
Occupation?
Menial labor at the Lysotrope Mine, Southeast Sector.
My lords, I ask you at this time to look into the Bell table. Read, Simara, clandestine activity.
First onum and third quarter, 2200 hours. See, Mara.
Access to the Bell. That is our strongest priority. Information on hiding places. Police.
Read, see, Mara. Telepathic monitor. Thought band.
Fourth onum and second quarter, 1300 hours. See, Mara.
Must get to means of power, of justice. Trace all possible escape routes. Underground personnel.
Objection.
Yes, Lord Jestikos?
He's being tried for seditious sentiments, not for subversive brain activity.
You would set him free, of course. Give him a big fat medal, eh, Jestikos?
In any event, I believe we have enough evidence to vote. The defendant is clearly in violation of Section 178. Subsec 31.7. Do we all concur? Very well. Lord Ethan?
Elimination.
Lord Jestikos?
Exile. Lady Nade?
Elimination.
My lord and lady, at this time, I would like to plead...
Sentence has been pronounced, Jestikos.
The prisoner will be escorted to the nearest disposal unit. Sentence to be carried out immediately.
There are millions of us. We look like you, feel like you, think like you. We only want full rights as Earth citizens. Why can't that be understood? Why can't there be justice?
There's your justice.
Animal stock. Good riddance.
And now for those present at the meeting.
Elimination.
Exile.
Exile. No sense in creating additional martyrs. One is sufficient.
I'm sure they'll write songs in honor of your benevolence.
Just a cost.
Every day we obliterate them in one way or another. Murder them, their families.
That kind of language is not conducive.
Excuse me. Painlessly eliminate them. If their children cannot pass through our school systems, eliminate. If they should fall in love with a hominid, eliminate. If they should dare hope for any kind of justice... Eliminate.
Look, there's nothing personal in any of this. There are some very fine, very talented underpeople. Take that cat person, for instance, the one who's ill now.
C. McIntosh.
Right. Great athlete, great spokesman. Never causes any trouble. He's a credit to his people. And some of their daughters, you know, the girly girls. Oh, too bad they're restricted to outer world visitors.
Ethan.
But to have them go to school with our children, rule with us, mate with us, overwhelm us. Oh, absolutely not.
We've built the ideal world for ourselves. And over a quarter of the population lives under the most barbaric conditions, subject to our whim.
Subject to our law.
And the law is unjust. That is what will destroy us.
He was a man who loved. Loved justice with a yearning that no one, hominid or underperson, could rightly fathom. Lord Jestikos.
Read that opening back, please.
Policy Bill Number 1461 to allow said underpeople access to hominid learning facilities under uniform standards applying to full Earth citizens, paragraph 1, that under children will attend...
That's enough. I'll present it at the meeting tomorrow, where it will be overruled like all my other policies.
Something troubles you, my lord?
Other men have their infatuations, their women, their children. I've denied myself all that in order to devote my passions to one thing, justice. And for what? My life has been a waste.
This is a bulletin from the Interplanetary News Service. Following our earlier announcement of the death of C. McIntosh today, millions have begun mourning the loss of this great athlete, better known simply as the Catman. Delegations from other worlds are journeying to Earth in order to pay final tribute.
Wait a minute.
To an under-
Turn that up.
Earth was proud of. C. McIntosh is survived by an Earth daughter, Simel, presently employed as a girly girl at the Earthport Hospitality Center. The service will be held tomorrow at the Metrix Memorial Grounds in the Sukuna District of the Northeast Sector. This concludes this special bulletin.
Cancel that meeting tomorrow and prepare my official mourning clothes. Perhaps I can...
Yes, my lord.
Nothing. One must grasp at any chance better than sinking into an abyss of self-pity.
We've built the ideal world for ourselves, and over a quarter of the population lives under the most barbaric conditions, subject to our whim.
Subject to our law.
And the law is unjust. That is what will destroy us.
This is Lord Justicost, a man of passionate convictions, but powerless to aid the underpeople without the cooperation of their secret leaders. Leaders that he cannot find. His only suspect, the great athlete and spokesman of the underpeople, C. McIntosh, has just died. Could the daughter of C. McIntosh know something? The daughter named Simel. Sci-Fi Radio presents the conclusion of our adaptation of Cordwainer Smith's story, The Ballad of Lost Simel.
I'm sorry our time together has been cut short, Prince Farron.
I'm leaving Earthport in the morning anyway, Simel. Sorry to hear about your father. Old C. McIntosh was really something. I saw him at the Transplanetary Games when he set the Universal Broad Jump record.
Girly girl Simel, report to the first matron's office. Girly girl Simel.
I have to go. They'll send you another girly girl for the duration of your stay.
You know, Simel, you're the most intelligent person I've met on Earth.
Oh, yes, of course. Your praise makes me blush, Your Highness.
I mean it. I don't care who your ancestors were. You're the only real human being I've met on this planet. Hospitality hostess, you should be running this world.
Goodbye, Prince Farron.
Ah, Simel, sit down. On behalf of Commissioner Teedrink and the staff of the Hospitality Center, I wish to express our condolences.
Thank you, ma'am.
You will be allowed no more than 7 working hours to attend the funeral. You will return at 0700 hours the following day to resume your duties. Is that understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Some of your monitor playbacks have been a great source of amusement.
Who your ancestors were? You're the only real human being I've met on this...
Human being. You think a pretty face and body makes you human. Who are you? Answer me.
Simel, daughter of C. McIntosh.
Lot number?
1138.
Derivative stock? Derivative...
Cat. Pure.
Cat. You're a pig. A dog. An animal. I don't care who your father was. Never make the mistake of thinking you're anyone special.
Is that all, ma'am?
Sign these absentee forms. Now get out. You make me sick.
Enjoy the funeral, dear. Don't forget to smile real pretty for the monitor.
A huge throng of people, almost 200,000 strong, are here to bid a last farewell to C. McIntosh,
the greatest athlete the cat people have ever produced. He was an underperson spokesman and an ambassador of goodwill to countless planets. All hominids and underpeople feel this loss. Seeing this crowd of underpeople, one is reminded of the words of the great writer Ernesto. They are a simple people, a childlike race. We must be firm with one hand, loving with the other. Representing the Lords of Instrumentality is Lord Gestacost, the seventh of that name. He stands at the ice rocket containing the body of C. McIntosh a few minutes before making its final journey to the stars. Now, Seamel, daughter of C. McIntosh, approaches the casket. A striking sight. She places flowers upon her father's chest. She makes her obeisance to Lord Gestacost.
This is a great loss for you, a loss for us all.
Thank you, my lord.
We all can't help but wonder who is worthy to carry on your father's name.
Your praise makes me blush, my lord, as your kindness does you honor. You knew my father?
We had met a few times.
I'm sure that the acquaintance, however brief, was enough to touch his heart with light. He was something all the underpeople must aspire to. Modest.
Gestacost knew that he had only precious seconds to act, to find out what she knew. So, he did what was unlawful for any ordinary Earth citizen, but was permitted for a lord. He read her mind.
Throughout the universe. Itali Kelly, help me. Please, Itali Kelly, help me.
It would have given him joy to see us bid him farewell together. Be at my office in 40 minutes.
What?
My office, 40 minutes. Be there. And we are consoled in our grief that his name will live on wherever the noble deeds of Earth are spoken. Sit down, please.
My lord, I feel it unseemly to sit in your presence.
Let's skip all this, shall we? Be quiet and sit down, please. This is an important day for you.
A sad one, my lord.
I don't mean your father's death. I'm referring to the future. And right now, it's just you and me.
My lord, as you know, it is forbidden for a hominid and an underperson to... I beg of you, do not command
no,
me.
No, you do not understand. I need your help.
What do you want of me?
Who is your leader?
Commissioner Tea Drink, sir. He's in charge of all outer world visitors and hospitality centers.
I don't mean him. He's part of my own staff. Who is your leader among the under people?
My father was, of course,
no,
but...
No. All right. Who is E. Telly Kelly?
My lord,
I am the Itali Kelly. You will believe in me.
You may speak through my daughter, Simeo.
Who are you?
I am he whose name is never spoken aloud. I have printed my image and mind upon my daughter, just as I have printed my name and image on your mind.
If I open my mind to you, will you search it while I watch you? Are you capable of that?
Very capable. Let the girl put her hands on your shoulders.
Mind. Search who? Tremendous psychic force. How possible without intervention?
Concentrate.
All right. Under people?
Yes.
Create contacts among underpeople through which power, information will help them attain full rights and status as Earth citizens.
And what is your plan?
No plan, only purpose.
I see. You want me to think for you. Very well. The bell. Can you get me all keys pertaining to underpeople policy and tactical forces?
Not the control keys and the master switch. You can have the information keys if I get them.
And in exchange?
Keep the underpeople reasonable until it comes time to negotiate.
Help me get my policies through the instrumentality. Maintain honor and good faith in all subsequent agreements. Is that fair?
Fair enough.
But it will take me at least a year to figure out which keys pertain.
Let the girl look once while maintaining contact with you. I will be behind her. That will be enough.
But, well, not even the lords are permitted in the bell chamber unless they're making policy or trying an offense. There's no other possibility.
The time will come, and when it does, we reconnect through the girl. Now, I must caution you. Never say my name. Try not to think it. Are you ready to break contact?
Break.
What? Just Acosta.
We have a lot of work to do.
Yes. Let me just...
An intelligence like that on Earth and the Lords of Instrumentality weren't even aware of it.
It surprises you, does it? You hominids have your remarkable men. Why shouldn't the under people?
We'll have to move quickly. Can we meet tomorrow?
When my shift is over.
Not here. I have a safety house half a mile away. These are the directions. Look at them carefully.
Yes, I know the area.
Circle the house twice before you enter. Anyone sees you going there, we drop the whole thing.
Okay.
Immediately. Now, give me back the directions, please. Thank you.
You're frightened, aren't you?
I have every reason to be. If we're caught, they won't make any distinction between us.
Mm.
I'm not going to send this lord into exile. Our sense will be the same. Immediate elimination. Painlessly.
Welcome back, dear. The Uranic Trade Delegation just landed. Messer Raiz will be waiting in Hospitality 30B. Did you have a good time?
It was a funeral, ma'am.
And what a turnout. Lord Justicost and you at the casket, quite a picture. I watched it on the monitors.
If there's nothing else, ma'am.
Like to get your hands on him, wouldn't you? But that's typical of your background, always lusting after our men.
There are laws against such things.
You bet there are. It's bad enough they let you monsters around outer worlders. I'd love to catch you with an Earth hominid. I'd push the elimination button myself. Dismissed.
The genetic programmers had given the underpeople human attributes, the hand, the eye, even the mind. But they had also given them a human heart, with all its accompanying emotions. Justicost was unlike any man she had ever met. He treated her not as a plaything, an object, but as a citizen, a hominid. And it did not make her feel entirely comfortable.
You took the route we mapped out?
Yes. I'm sure the monitors didn't see me.
Good. I have a plan. Now, we might have 45 seconds when the bell relay systems are reloading. If I can...
No, it's not enough time. We need 2-3 minutes at least. Unless I can get in twice.
It's too risky. One time, that's all we can manage.
I tell you, I can get through the interior shafts.
They'll spot you in a second.
Not if you can get to the security block and transfer power outside the bell.
No. We've been through this already. Security is off limits to anyone except the robots.
It's been a long day.
Fruitless. Damn. I'm tempted to call on E. Telly Kelly.
Don't. Don't say that name.
Sorry. Maybe an intelligence like that could come up with something where we poor mortals have failed.
Do I detect a hint of peevishness, my lord?
Perhaps.
Yes. For all your talk of justice, your good intentions, it galls you that a mere underperson could cultivate such psychic power.
You're a foolish woman. Besides, don't you think it unseemly to talk to a lord like that? Only an Earth citizen has that right, and you are not a citizen.
Not yet. But I believe I will be. And I can thank you for that.
So far, you can thank me for nothing. We haven't come up with any plan remotely feasible.
Let's look at the blueprint again.
Day on Earth tomorrow, my dear. You've made my stay here rather pleasant.
It is I, Messer Rais, who have been honored to entertain you during your all-too-brief visit.
Yes, yes, of course. You know what would make my stay complete?
What?
Oh, some little memento of your wonderful planet. Something uniquely of Earth. It would make a wonderful conversation piece. An egg, perhaps, or an ancient dollar bill or coin.
Rais, it is a serious offense to export any primary Earth material to the outer world.
Oh, come. There'd be something in it for you. A little cash bonus. You could, buy a pretty dress, eh? Wouldn't you like that?
Well. Yes, it's beautiful. What's the matter?
There are only a handful of people on Earth who could know that name, could appreciate it. You are an unusual young lady.
You think so?
Intelligent, brave, beautiful. Very beautiful. Perhaps in another time, personality and politics, they don't go together. Things can get sticky.
Yes. I really have to go. Good luck.
Good luck, citizen.
Seamel. Oh, Seamel. Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you, ma'am. I was just going to my quarters.
Yes, you must be tired. Would you mind stepping into my office for a moment? There's someone to see you.
A visitor? I don't...
Remain where you are.
What?
Remain where you are. You are Seamel.
Yes.
You are charged under Earth Ordinance 348, subsect 2.4, conspiring to export primary Earth material to the outer worlds.
No, please, no.
Conspiring to accept bribes from outer world visitors, place of judgment.
Lord Isan?
Present.
Lord Wallace?
Present.
Lord Jestikost?
Present.
Let the bell record that on this day, the third onum and fourth quarter of consecutive history, that three lords are absent, four presiding members of the instrumentality are present, and in full accordance with Earth law may try the defendant. Lord Jestikost, you have entered the original item into the agenda?
Yes.
Then, as is customary, you will preside.
Yes, my lady. Name?
Seamel, daughter of C. McIntosh.
Lot number?
1138.
Derivative stock.
Cat. pure.
Profession.
Girly girl at the hospitality center.
Where else would she be a girly girl?
Please, Lord Ison. My lords and lady, please look into the Bell table. Reed, Simel, conspiracy to export primary earth material.
Third onum and third quarter, 1800 hours, C. Mel.
Be something in it for you. A little cash bonus. You could...
Reed, Simel, active conspiracy. Reed, Simel, active...
No records of said conspiracy exist.
What is this? You'd better confess, my girl. We want to know exactly what...
Please, my lord. The outer world arises. He made me take him to an underperson smuggler.
What did he look like?
The lord asked you a question.
He looked like one of these gentlemen here.
Me?
No, the other.
Can we get on with this, Jesticos?
All right. You may rise and touch the gentleman who bears some resemblance to this smuggler or underperson.
Touch? I'm sorry.
Yes. Just put your hands on his shoulders. Please, my lords and lady.
Oh, this is a good one.
He's right here.
You mean me?
Yes, you, Jesticost.
Jesticost, the connection is made.
I mean no offense, my lord. He was shorter than you by about a foot and had reddish-brown hair.
Look into the Bell, Jesticost. Trace underpeople police informants.
He was bragging that he was an informant and had important connections.
Read police informants, underpeople.
Yes. Information received and stored. Trace police points.
He said he could take us to a place. Only we had to be careful. There was a security facility nearby.
Read security facility and police points, clandestine and public.
Location of police points according to 3 and 7, 12 and 4, 6 and 2, 9 and 5, 8 and 1, 3 and 2, 4 and 6.
Yes. Information received and stored.
This isn't getting us anywhere.
I quite agree.
Jesticost, trace hiding places.
The underperson took us to a place, only it was dark, like it was underground.
Read hiding places, residential, commercial, and military districts.
Northwest Sector, Zaran District, Staten District, Hopeton District, Haran District, Southeast Sector, Fitchell District, Postal District, Kendall District, Wattis District, Northeast Sector.
Yes. All information received and stored. Break.
I'm sorry, I don't recognize any of it.
We only went through every possible combination. Young lady, you're a fraud. There's no evidence of anything. Jesticost, I hold you responsible for this nonsense.
She was accused based on the available evidence. Don't blame me.
Perhaps the outer worlder attempted to get some primary earth material. Simel, this is very serious.
He said...
What?
He said he'd give me money to buy a new dress. Oh.
You do little credit to your father's name, girl. I believe we have enough evidence to vote. While there is no proof of actual theft, the defendant is obviously guilty of conspiracy. Simel... You understand that we can show no leniency merely because your father was well known? All underpeople are equal before the law. Therefore, I am ordering 2 months of your wages withheld. Any objections?
No, ladies. Let's get on.
And let this be a lesson to you. You've wasted our valuable time.
Stupid, hysterical kid.
You may go. All right. Policy number 36042, drawn by Lord.
And so a mere underperson, a girly girl, and a lord outwitted the Bell. With the information obtained, the Underpeople started a vast and powerful underground network, ultimately leading to their complete liberation. As for Simel, she would subsequently rise from girly girl to politician to councilwoman. And Justicost would remain a man who loved one thing above all else.
Justice, it didn't take us as long as we thought.
30 years. An eye blink in the history of the universe.
Citizen, councilwoman, there's one thing I've always been meaning to ask you. There's a rhyme among the underpeople. Well, I'm the only hominid who knows it. She got the witch of the what she did, hid the bell with the blot she did.
I have no time for children's songs.
Oh, of course not. You're grandchildren of your own. But that song is about you. It says that you were in love with a hominid.
No, I wasn't. You said it yourself years ago. Politics and personalities. They're...
sticky.
Precisely. And it wasn't just politics. It was a war. Now, my lord, if you'll excuse me, I have work to do. See, Sidar, could you please send me the files on...
Lord Justicost.
I have helped your people.
At great risk and with great honor.
I have to know. Did she love me?
She went on without you. So much did she love you. The strength of her life she derived from her loss. She let you go for your sake and ours. More than death, she loved you. More than life. More than time. You will never be apart.
Never apart?
No. Not in the memory of man.
Our cast for The Ballad of Lost Simel included Gary Moody as Lord Justicost, Charlotte Taylor as Simel, Cecilia Flores as Lady Naid, Jerry Nelson as Lord Isan, and Howard Fisher as C. McIntosh. Other characters were portrayed by Pam Doherty, Joe Conte, John Davies, Rick Spiegel, Kevin Singer, and Oscar Wills. The ballad was sung by Angela DiUlio. Our director was John O. Williams. All music and sound effects were created by Ron DiUlio at the studios of Audio Visual Associates in Euless, Texas. The series producers are Kevin Singer and Ron DiUlio. Support for Sci-Fi Radio is provided by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is James Edward Kerr, inviting you to join me soon for our next venture into the imaginary worlds of sci-fi radio.